they have invited me, and my understanding is that I will be acknowledged there as the first Hispanic elected mayor in New York State history.
What does it feel like to have that title and honor?
Well, it's certainly an honor, and I feel very proud. I feel like I did accomplish something, but I also know that this also comes with a huge responsibility in making sure that I do a very good job, because there will be people watching and paying attention.
Now, you are a former Dunkirk council member and also a retired state trooper?
Yes, that's correct. I retired from the state police back in 2007, and I became a council member a couple of years ago.
What made you decide to run for mayor? What appealed to you?
Well, as a council member, I came on and I saw that there was a huge lack of leadership here in the city. A lot of the department heads had no guidance or direction, and generally the city was just lacking a leader at the top. And I felt at the time that that was something I could provide for the city, so I decided that, you know, I should run for mayor.
You have some difficulties ahead of you, especially with the large employer, NRG. The future seems vague. What will you be doing to help make sure that that facility stays open?
Well, I've already reached out to the governor's office, as well as Senator Young, Assemblyman Goodell, and the county executive. I've reached out to them all. We've already had several meetings regarding this NRG issue. And we're doing everything that we can to ensure that NRG stays repowered. And also, I'm also looking at having a game plan in place just in case the worst-case scenario does happen, that we have a game plan to fall back on.
What kind of a game plan could you possibly put into place at that point?
Well, we're going to have to restructure certainly contracts. Union contracts will have to be restructured. The whole, everything in the way the city functions will be on the table. You know, obviously there's going to be some changes, and hopefully we'll be able to restructure the way we operate so that we don't lose all the jobs that we could possibly end up losing.
It would be a difficult hit to the tax base as well, I'm sure, for the county and for the school district.
Yes. You know, for the city, it's over 10% of our total budget, so it's a huge hit for the city here. I think the county's budget will be able to absorb this hit easier than the city would, but it would be an even bigger hit for the school district, and they would take a huge hit, possibly costing them 62 teachers to be laid off.
So what kind of, if any, assistance has the state, since you reached out to the governor's office, are they willing to do? Are they willing to hold meetings to try to come to some kind of a compromise with NRG?
Yes, they have been very receptive and been helpful. They've included me in some meetings. Senator Young has offered to help in many different ways, and she's facilitating meetings with the governor's office. The lieutenant governor has assured us that the governor is 110% behind repowering the plant. And so we're trying to push in that direction and be optimistic. They've also advised me and notified me that if the worst-case scenario does happen, that they're going to be looking at assisting us financially for a period of time until we can restructure our city to absorb the hit.
Is it difficult, because you see Buffalo's great renaissance happening, is it difficult for a smaller city like Dunkirk to watch that happen and be a little bit ignored over time?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think that we've been ignored because we haven't gone to the table. We haven't been aggressive in becoming part of that process. The Buffalo Billion, the governor put that out there, and we need to be at the table. If nothing else, if we can walk away with a crumb from that table, that's a pretty good crumb for the city of Dunkirk, you know.
Now, I know that you've talked about looking at boosting tourism because you like the Buffalo area, has a great waterfront that needs development and help with creating jobs. How do you get started?
Well, it starts with a good development director, and we just brought in a gentleman by the name of Twain Beard as our new development director. He comes with a huge amount of experience, and we're also reaching out to Sam Hoyt and people like that. I've met with the City of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, And we're going to be working together with these folks to make sure we're doing everything we can to develop our waterfront.
And I understand the IDA is working toward a possibility of bringing in a food processing plant, which is great economic development news for you if that occurs.
Yes, they are doing that. And as a matter of fact, we have a meeting scheduled for next week to discuss that issue next week. So I'm hoping for really good news then.
What, if anything, does the Hispanic community want from you as a mayor? Do you know?
Well, they're looking. Right now, I've become an instant role model to them. I've given them hope that that anything can happen, that, you know, the younger generation are looking up and saying, you know, I need to get myself educated and put myself in position to, you know, perhaps get into politics and you know, run for mayor or council. You know, last year we had three council members that were Hispanic out of the five council members. So, you know, in the city, the demographics in our city is that 40% of the city is Hispanic. And, you know, that politically speaking, we have yet to begin to stretch our political muscle, so to speak. So to me, like I said, it was a huge accomplishment. I wasn't aware that I was the first Hispanic mayor until very close to the election day when somebody brought it up and, you know, people were reaching out to me. So I'm very proud of that.
And I know you've talked about serving with an open door policy. How will you make sure you keep that door open throughout the difficult times and challenges ahead?
Well, as I said, one of the things that I want to do is make sure that the whole community feels comfortable coming into City Hall and coming up to the mayor's office. I know in the Hispanic community, there were people who were just intimidated and don't feel comfortable coming up. And I'm trying to change that by one of the first things I've done is I brought in a new city clerk who happens to be bilingual. And she can speak Spanish and understands it well so that she can communicate with the Hispanic community members who would like to come in and have a chat with the mayor. So I think that's a start. And, you know, we keep pushing from there.
Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.